I'm WUWM's Kobe Brown. Milwaukee officials say safer streets are in the works for drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians. Mayor Cavalier Johnson helped kick off a reconstruction project on Walnut Street Monday morning. The project is intended to provide pedestrian and bicycle safety improvements, including raised crosswalks on a stop-controlled side street, bump outs at intersections, and a protected bike lane. Dozens of projects like the one on Walnut Street are getting underway across Milwaukee, says Mayor Johnson. They are part of a safety initiative called Vision Zero to combat reckless driving and eliminate traffic deaths.
Streets, as I've said, constantly are for everybody. Yes, they're for cars, certainly, but they're also for pedestrians. They're for bicyclists. They're for scooter users. They're for stroller pushers as well. And I want everyone to feel safe. And with that comes good road design to prioritize that. We're also aiming to curtail the scourge of reckless driving in our community.
Milwaukee City Engineer Kevin Muse was also at the Walnut Street kickoff.
Well, the Walnut Street reconstruction project is relatively short, only from 20th to 12th. It will be transformative for this area. This will be a first of its kind project in the city of Milwaukee. A reconstruction project goes down to the soil for a full rebuild of the street and sidewalks. That level of work gives us the opportunity to completely rethink a street, making sure the design is consistent with the city's Vision Zero and Complete Street commitments.
Muse says the city is spending $19.5 million to reduce reckless driving. Some of that money comes from federal pandemic aid. The project will take the road from 4 driving lanes to 1. It will also include curb extensions so drivers can't illegally pass on the right as easily. There will also be a protected bike lane at the level of the sidewalk. About 50 other traffic calming projects are scheduled this year across Milwaukee. Kobe Brown, 89.7. WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for the Eric Von Broadcast Fellowship is provided in part by the Greater Milwaukee Foundation.